T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Alaska Aerospace Corporation was created by the Alaska State Legislature in 1991 to help grow the 49th state's aerospace industry. The company has now been launching rockets for 20 years, sending three into space over the past 2 years. It currently operates a launch complex on Alaska's Kodiak Island. CEO Craig Campbell says the company evaluated locations across the Pacific before it settled on Hawaii.
We looked pretty far. We looked at Guam, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana, specifically at Saipan and Tinian. We did an evaluation of American Samoa. So, yeah, Guam, CNMI, American Samoa, and Hawaii.
East Hawaii's proximity to the equator and a wide expanse of ocean to the east make it an attractive location for launching commercial satellites. But many area residents remain opposed.
100% in opposition.
That's Hawaii State Senator Russell Ruderman. He says that his constituents in Puna are cautious about the impact of rocket launches on the surrounding environment.
There's an incredible amount of distrust of any company like this that comes in here and says something that's impossible to believe. We already know that people want to propose this kind of stuff for our area, and we don't want it.
Alaska Aerospace also has community relations challenges in its hometown. Kodiak community activist Mike Sarofchuk says the company has been exempt from local regulations.
There is no oversight of Alaska Aerospace in Kodiak.
That's largely because the company was created by the state of Alaska. Julie Kavanaugh is a member of Kodiak's elected assembly and has this advice for Hawaii lawmakers.
If you have a large concern about environmental impacts, that they do an environmental study, not just an assessment. They're totally different things.
For its project in East Hawaii, Alaska Aerospace has already contracted for an environmental assessment, not a full environmental impact statement. CEO Craig Campbell said the new site could be operational in as little as 24 months. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.